This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good. The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the studio gym where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. We have a great show planned today. During the first hour, we're going to be joined by Dr. Roland Thomas when we talk about the magic of microalgae. Then after that, I've got something to share with the audience, something that I do, something that I think is weird, and I want to know if you do it too. So you're going to want to wait for that after the interview with Dr. Thomas. I want to thank so many of you for reaching out to me. As you know by now, my sister, Valerie, who had been fighting Parkinson's disease for about the past 8 years, succumbed to the disease on Thursday, and I appreciate the kind wishes and the thoughtfulness of so many of you in the Superhuman Nation. It really made a big difference to me. It really helped a lot, and so thank you for that. Okay, let's get started right away with Dr. Roland Thomas. How you doing, Dr. Thomas?
Hey, Carl, I'm doing well. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, my pleasure. And this is really interesting. So many years ago, probably first in 2008, maybe again in 2011 and 12, I did a number of different shows on an algae called spirulina, which was really intriguing to me because the research behind it was so strong, done by a lot of different accredited universities, and the study of this particular algae had been done for decades, and it's been well understood both anecdotally and science proved out that there was some benefits from this very simple thing called spirulina that I think it was the Aztecs. They treated spirulina and cocoa the way other governments treated gold. Am I right about it? Was it the Aztecs that did that, or was it another early civilization? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Well, not exactly specifically the way you quoted it, but there are documented that many civilizations through the century, through thousands of years, have somehow benefited from algae, either in Africa, in India, in Asia, in South America or in Mexico, where there's certain good algae, or on Hawaii, for example, where some algae used to grow naturally in ponds, in clean ponds or lakes. And some people had realized the benefit by simply scooping it and tasting it and realizing the energy from it and so forth. But it was used in that natural way, though there are also stories that it may have been quite a foundation of some diets in the past.
Right. And okay, so now let's talk about this because something just dawned on me. We're constantly talking about sustainable living, and it seems to me that algae would be one of the ingredients for sustainable agriculture. It seems that it would be something that you can keep growing and harvesting without disrupting the environment. Is that am I misunderstanding how algae grows on the tops of ponds and stuff like that?
Well, to your statement, algae is likely the salvation of the planet.
Really?
Just briefly, algae date back 3.5 billion years. Certain categories of algae, particularly one known as cyanobacteria, which is the mother of all blue-green algae of spirulina. It's called cyanobacteria. It's actually a bacteria, scientifically, and was the first cell on Earth, documented by Institute of Mine and Earth Studies. This is not natural, alternative medicine. This
right,
is the
right.
reality. And has been, since then, sustaining half of the biomass of the planet, including some say as much as 80% of the oxygen we breed is based on algae, the base of all green life, including petrol or oil comes from algae.
Really?
So, and as you may not know, right now there's tremendous research done, started about 10 years ago, including Bill Gates put in his first $10 million in a company in California 10 years ago, and at the time my 16-year-old daughter wrote a little paper about algae being the next fuel. There is no doubt that algae will survive. If we don't, algae will survive forever, and they will rebuild the planet forever. They are the base of our life.
But now, something you said a moment ago, which has to be discussed now. So these are wonderful aspects of algae. However, algae grows in bodies of water, and unfortunately, we have pretty much pooped on the planet, and filth, toxins, waste products seem to find their way into bodies of water. So you said a moment ago, clean ponds. So I have to believe that algae is not growing in clean ponds in this day and age.
Yeah, good point. It's such a broad topic. First, algae are pollution quenchers. That's not their role, but because of their nature being so powerful at surviving, that's why they have never been extinguished or extinct. Like every other species on Earth has been extinct over the 3.5 billion years, except the microalgae, particularly cyanobacteria.
Wow.
Never been extinct because they are survivors. They have built up a makeup of nutrients within, of antioxidant, of antibacterial, of anti-protection from the UV, from salt in the ocean or lake. They're phenomenal, and they can also deal with pollution around them and survive it and actually reduce pollution around them. And this is current studies with Harvard and so forth, where certain algae are placed, for example, at the base of smokestack in industrial environment, and it's shown to reduce the pollution by 20%, for example.
Well, wasn't it a microalgae that they used to help either clean up, convert, or consume the oil in the oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico?
I don't know.
Okay.
It wouldn't surprise me.
Okay.
But to your point, though, more importantly, because we're going to be talking about algae for human consumption, not for fueling your car.
Right.
Even though this will be the most efficient fuel replacing gasoline and other coal and so forth in the future, in the very near future. But eventually, you know, solar energy will come in when we learn to tap efficiently into solar energy. It will beat algae, but algae will serve us for the next 500 years.
Well, and there's one other thing that I want to mention here. So a lot of us like to eat fatty fishes like salmon and so because of their omega-3 content. Now, and I stand to be corrected, and I'm asking you this, but I have recently received information that makes me presume that fish, krill, all of these fish and ocean animals that we tend to want to eat because of their high content of omega-3 get that omega-3 from eating algae. And we see this in farm-raised fish that don't have the same omega-3 as wild fish because they're not feeding on algae.
Yeah, that is true. Salmon, for example, in an article 10 years ago, was named one of the top 10 food on Earth because of its makeup of not only omega-3, but its nutritional value. And it was stated back then in that article that's because it feeds on microalgae. Microalgae are loaded with many fatty acids, not just omega-3. Omega-3 is a fad, you know, it has gained popularity and everybody jumped on it. But we need all omegas. We need 6, 9. Gamma linoleic acid, we need many, many diversity of fatty acid, not just from fish
right.
or from algae. We need diversity is a phenomenon that we should respect.
No, I agree 100%. We learned that time and time again when we try to isolate something because it seems to be where the magic is, and then we find out that there was a symbiotic relationship with other things found in that same food product. Now, before we go into the break, I want to mention something else. You call microalgae a superfood. Explain why it is a superfood, because you were very specific with me and said, look, this is not to be looked at as a supplement. This is a superfood, right?
It's a food, yeah, fundamentally. Yeah, and super, the reason for it is that, for example, I would call, I hate to name names, but McDonald's French fries, I would call those killer food, right?
Right.
An underfood. It's not a food. It's a poison.
Right.
I mean, it's fun to have a few French fries, but you don't want to make a habit of it.
Right.
While, let's say we go to celery or we go to broccoli, there are certain foods that are better than other, right, on a scale of 1 to 10.
Yes.
Of course, based on whether they're organic or fresh. And then if you combine a few foods together, you may get a salad that has a synergistic value, food combination value. Then you go, and then there are certain foods that are already known to have more potency than others. For example, small berries. Those are very potent in energy, in antioxidant, but it's really more about their energy transfer and their protection that they provide to us. And then you get into parsley, very condensed. Parsley has been used, eaten in Middle East for centuries, for thousands of years, because it's so potent. Or spinach, and so forth. And then you get to, and these are all macro food. They're food that you can touch and feel and see with your eyes. Then you enter the realm of microscopic food.
Mm.
And you get into, for example, the very tiny fishes that you can hardly see, or the phytoplankton.
Plankton, right, right.
And then these are very, so small that you can hardly see them, but whales live on them. Whales eat that stuff all day long, and they have unbelievable energy. Whales
right.
can swim across the world, as you know.
Right.
Then you get into microalgae. This is what we're going to be talking about.
Does the plankton eat the microalgae?
Somewhat, yes, but not really. They're too small to feed on such. It's kind of a variant of another. Plankton are actually more like a living organism, meaning it has little legs and so forth, while microalgae are single cell.
Right.
Or spirulina will be a series of cells attached together to form a spiral so it can travel. So it got more intelligent. It got smarter.
Mm-hmm.
But it remains just a group of cells. There's no legs and so forth.
Right.
So that's a differentiation. So you get into super because because food is about fuel. It's not about medicine, right?
Right, right.
We're going to try to talk about that. Food is fuel, and when you're talking about the microalgae, certain microalgae, including spirulina or chlorella or blue-green algae, you're getting into efficiency at delivering what? At our body to be able to derive energy from
right.
those.
Right, and so theoretically, a superfood would be a food that, for its size, delivers greater energy potential, right?
Wonderful. It's so simple.
Yeah, now I see. I never thought of it that way. You know something?
It's so simple. It's about efficiency.
And that, you know what? And that is contrary to the way the mainstream media positions superfood. So I would be willing to bet that the average person, if you said, what is a superfood? They would say it is a food that is healthier for you than some other food, when that is not what it is. What a superfood is for its size, it delivers greater nutritive value and maybe some other benefits as well than some other food.
Well said. I mean, it is, you can get into the reason and the cause of that. And what we could do today, if we have time, is use the main causes of why these microalgae or certain superfoods are more efficient than other at transferring that energy. And it's with energy that our body derives health benefits.
Well, we're gonna talk about that when we come back from the break. We're gonna take a break now. When we come back, we're gonna get into some of the research that's been done, because I want people to understand something. Microalgae is good for you from a health perspective, but we all know that we're also performance based in this superhuman nation. I'm going to show you in a minute when we come back from the break that microalgae may be one of the best performance-based foods that you could ever encounter. And I think it's going to be very, very convincing. We're talking with Dr. Roland Thomas. We're talking about the magic of microalgae. We're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back.
There's something comforting about knowing he's out there.
Government is in place because it assumes that people are too stupid to care for themselves.
By your side.
Government has to take up the parental role of teaching people what to do.
Fighting the good fight.
Government has to get out of people's pantries, first of all. They can't legislate health.
He's Carl Lenore on Superhuman Radio.
If you're taking more than one nutritional supplement, stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food you can buy. Even Olympic athletes have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. You take just one nutritional supplement to help the brain with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity. It is safe with no contraindications. Learn more at BioAge.com or call 877-288-9116. Mention Superhuman Radio and get a 10% discount. You can also go to SuperhumanRadio.com and click the Bio Age banner ad. Enter promo code SHR for a discount.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high protein, low carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Usually something for nothing is worth nothing, but go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad to get a one-year Life Extension Foundation membership free, plus a $25 product credit. So what does that buy you? Cutting-edge information, knowledgeable health advisors, huge discounts on blood tests and supplements. Want to stay younger and healthier longer? Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad and become a Life Extension member now. No cost, no obligation, no kidding.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at WiseChoiceMedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. We're talking with Dr. Roland Thomas. We're talking about microalgae. So first, let's do this, Dr. Thomas. Let's discuss some of the health impacts of microalgae. And then I want to talk about it's actually kind of a performance approach, what it helps, how it helps performance based on energy sparing or energy consumption. What does microalgae do for people from a health standpoint?
That's a loaded question.
I know, it's a lot, right? I know that.
No. I love it. But I'm going to go to the research, right, to bring some integrity and some credibility to my statement. In over 15 years of Academy of Science, Ministry of Nutrition, Soviet, former Soviet Union, back studies, over $1 billion of rubles, in the 1970s, research was conducted on animals, with animal, because there were epidemic of low productivity and even cancers in many of the livestock at the time due to having regrouped in large farms like we did in America. That leads to hygiene issues, low productivity, nutrition issues, and so forth. What was developed over a period of 15 years, and certainly in the first 8 years, they arrived at a blend of algae. This is what we're talking about today. Mm-hmm. Not just a single algae. A blend of algae in certain combination, bring in some green algae and some red algae. Green algae are very nutritional in terms of proteins and minerals, for example. Red algae have these carotenoids, these beta-carotene, lycopene, lutein. We've all heard about those having properties like antioxidant. But that is a very popular property. But the reality is that these pigments, these red-orange, burgundy-type pigments, have energy transfer potential. They're known as antenna pigments. We're talking about photosynthesis. How do we get the energy of the sun into our food and into our cells for our cells to derive energy with? The research led to such success with small species, with over 20 species of animal tested in labs and in small packs on small farms, to very large studies, four very large studies, one with 54,000 pigs, one with 15,000 dairy cows, and one with over 1.5 million chickens, and another one was with tens of thousands of minks up in Siberia. I'm mentioning this so people understand how extraordinary this research was,
right,
using a natural food, blends of microalgae. Mind you, they had also invented ways of growing them in bioreactor, protected from...
Yeah, and I want to ask you about that. That bioreactor is very intriguing to me. Okay, so I'm sorry to interrupt. Good.
That's okay. No, we were coming there. So in other words, there was which algae were selected, the combination, which is not just a single algae, as well as the way to grow them, protecting them from pollution and even from UV damage or from radioactive debris or airborne pollution such as even bird excrement or fish, etc. That was part of the science which led to these algae with being beyond superfood, perfect food, perfect combination, so you'd get balance, no megadosing of any single nutrient. And you get synergy because 1 plus 1 plus 1 plus 1 equals 4,444.
Mm.
You know, that's what we're talking about. Nutritional, quantum nutrition that affects energy in a very small amount, enough to trigger an increased performance, for example, of our brain organ, particularly the hypothalamus. That's the discovery that was documented and proven. It affects the hypothalamus, which is somewhat the maestro of our body.
Yeah,
I
like to say that it's the thermostat that regulates, governs, and attends to every hormone in the body, and then tells every organ system what to do.
Every single thing you do, you think, you breathe. Even the cells in your big toes are impacted in a biofeedback relationship with the hypothalamus.
Right, right.
And that's the discovery. And what was proven was undeniable evidence that every kind of negative conditions in these species was prevented or reduced dramatically, and even when they were engaged chronic conditions like diabetes or cancer or cardiovascular problems with pigs, for example, which is quite frequent, they were stabilized, and even animals would go back in productivity. And
now,
that is what I have documented.
Now, you said these would, even small amounts of the microalgae, the combined microalgae formula, had the ability to have this effect. So it wasn't like you had to give large therapeutic doses either, right?
Exactly. Let me give you a very succinct example. A 1,000-pound dairy cow, when consuming 1 gram per day, that's 3 small capsules, 1 gram per day in the palm of your hand, is able to reduce its protein feed, its extra protein feed, by 5,000 gram. Reduce 5,000 gram, doesn't need as much food, and give the farmer 5,000 gram more milk per day.
Wow.
By eating 1 small gram of this microalgae, the animal becomes more performant because that small gram of efficient, super efficient food is able to increase the vigilance, the energy of the brain, of the cow, which in turn increases the performance of the hormones in the stomach and the digestion and the ability to not only assimilate nutrients but utilize those nutrients so as to not to lose them in your stool, which is the case in animals as well as in humans.
Right.
Women consume calcium, you know, buy calcium supplements, and they you find them in their stool, and that's proven by National Institute of Health. We lose more calcium as we age than we eat.
Now,
become less efficient.
Is the ability for microalgae to have this effect on the body a result of the intrinsic value as a superfood, or is there an extrinsic value because it is a single cell superfood that it can permeate cells, or it can get places where other foods can't?
That's a very good question, and really we're getting to the core of the reason. Microalgae have, unlike macrofood, have no fiber, or no bulk, no waste, no bones. So when you eat meat or when you eat celery, most of it is water and fiber.
Right.
And the nutrients within celery, which are wonderful, by the way, you should eat celery, are 3% of the whole plant, right? So you're spending a lot of energy breaking down these very few small nutrients. While with microalgae, it's the reverse. It's 99.9% pure nutrients. There is no energy to consume it, to break it down.
So that single capsule of microalgae could be equivalent to a whole plate full of food once the body renders the only valuable nutrients in it ready for the body.
Correct. And frankly, when you enter the realm of purity, because we're talking about energy and frequency at this level, and that's what the effort of the research was, to preserve this food in its purest, most energy, most alive form, you're entering into a realm of information transfer. You know, it's about frequency. And frequency is not about how much, it's about subtlety, it's about efficiency. So, if you were to measure ounce per ounce, let's say a gram of this microalgae is over 50% protein, which is much more than meat or any other food
right.
on earth. But it's not really what we're after. But still, as a food makeup, it is the most perfect food in terms of number of nutrients, number of trace elements, mineral, fatty acids, protein, vitamins, let's call them carotenoid, their
right.
true name. There's over 30,000 known identified phytonutrients in 1 gram of this algae.
Okay, now I want to, before we go into this next break, I want to make sure that I would be remiss not to say this. So we started out talking about spirulina. I do not want people to misunderstand that we're still talking about spirulina. Spirulina was the segue to microalgae. Microalgae is reduced to a greater degree than even spirulina. And the reason I'm pointing this out is because there are spirulina products out there that you're going to go pick up and you're going to go, Dr. Thomas was wrong. This isn't 50% protein by weight. No, you're right. But microalgae is different. And I just wanted to say that. And please feel free to correct me if I'm wrong, Dr. Thomas.
Well, good point. And we need to explain why. But there are spirulina in our product. Why? Because spirulina is one of the most rich, abundant, broad nutrition offering. So it is fundamentally part of our mix. But we also have red algae, like one called Dunaliella and another one called Haematococcus. It's the Latin name. I'll spare you the spelling. Haematococcus, which brings the highest, she's called the king of carotenoid. Mm. While Dunaliella is the queen of carotenoid, of mixed carotenoid. These are two algae together, have all kinds of mixed carotenoid, like lutein, lycopene, phycocyanine, all the colors, the spectrums of colors, and one which is the king of all known carotenoid is called astaxanthin, and it has an ability to be like 500 times more efficient than vitamin C, for example, at helping the body quenching free radical.
Right.
1,000 times more efficient than vitamin E, for example, at helping the body quenching free radical within the cell, crossing, spanning across cellular membrane, spanning across the blood-brain barrier, the blood-iris barrier, and they're helping energy transfer to the eyes, to the brain, to the hypothalamus. The name of the game is energy transfer.
Right.
And that's where the difference between spirulina and the blend of microalgae is that spirulina is a green algae. It has lots of chlorophyll and trace elements and so forth, but it doesn't have a lot of red pigment, not enough to support, to increase the energy transfer, if you wish, of that wonderful food.
Okay. And then also, astaxanthin is just a component of this. There are lots of people out there who are going to say, well, I could just take astaxanthin because they sell that supplement. No. What we said at the beginning of the show about the synergistic effects, all of it comes together for a reason. Nature put it in green algae for a reason. It's in there as a component. We're not suggesting that you just simply go take astaxanthin.
Very important, because taking astaxanthin or beta-carotene standalone eventually leads to imbalances or toxicity. This is also proven in many research. I don't want to scare people.
Right.
Because currently, you're right, there's a lot of people selling astaxanthin. It has become known in the last 3 years. While the research that we're talking about was working with astaxanthin in 1973.
Right.
So there's a lot of baggage here. And so the bioalgae that we're talking about remain a whole food instead of a separate or an isolate, which was proven non-efficient eventually in the research. They tried all kinds of gyrations and combinations and separates and so forth. This was a wide open studies and an enormous budget. And, you know, at times they had 900 people working on one of the farm helping the researcher with the multiple trials, you know, of the different combination.
Right.
This was real research. And I beg you to look for research on anything like astaxanthin that is truly, if you wish, safe and long-term, that has proven anything, you know, that can be really be substantiated. You have to do your homework.
Yeah, I know. And most companies and even the mainstream media, they run with one little soundbite and people jump on board. When we come back, we're going to take a break. When we come back, I want to talk about increased body size and lifespan and the effects of microalgae on influencing these two. I know these are going to be really important to the audience. We're talking with Dr. Roland Thomas. We're talking about the magic of microalgae. It is absolutely something that you need to consider. I know that we all have lots of supplements that we take, and I'm not discouraging you from taking the supplements that you feel work for you or have science behind them. What I am trying to do is expose you to something else that begs your attention, that you really need to give consideration to adding as one of your foundational supplements, and that is microalgae. I have been doing it now for some time, and I can tell you that I see effects in my own body. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
He's your personal watchdog.
Is anyone awake up at Capitol Hill?
Sniffing out the corruption in our healthcare policies.
You are literally selling the population of this wonderful country to a death sentence.
He's Carl Lenore.
What's wrong with you people?
On the Superhuman Radio Network.
I usually avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy in disguise. But that's all changed now. With Quest protein bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest bar. Not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again.
Just like Carl Lenore, jumpstart your day with a liquid shot of high-dose vitamin C. Everyone is searching for that magic formula to look better and feel better. We don't claim to have a magic formula, but we do know that more than 1 million people take a shot of our high-dose vitamin C supplement every day. They're rewarding their body with an important nutrient and antioxidant that is sugar-free, gluten-free, and dairy-free. All of these benefits and no side effects. Unlike pills and powders, this high-tech bullet delivers vitamin C directly into your cells. Try Live-On Labs Vitamin C with a 100% money-back guarantee. Save $10 when you order now. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com or call 1-866-790-2107. That's 1-866-790-2107. And mention code SHRC to save $10 off each carton. Carl sees the benefits. So will you.
Summer's almost here. Are you ready to put on your bathing suit and hit the beach? Age Force can help. Try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch for 1 month absolutely free. The advanced 7 keto and T2 formula with sustained time release delivery make this the most potent and effective fat loss supplement, period. Try it for 30 days absolutely free and see for yourself. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force banner ad today. What do you have to lose other than body fat? Try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch today. Absolutely free. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad now.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to oral health problems. It does not contain fluoride, detergents, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good, people will comment about it. Right now, you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
If you're taking more than one nutritional supplement, stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food you can buy. Even Olympic athletes have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. You take just one nutritional supplement to help the brain with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity. It is safe with no contraindications. Learn more at BioAge.com or call 877-288-9116. Mention Superhuman Radio and get a 10% discount. You can also go to superhumanradio.com and click the BioAge banner ad. Enter promo code SHR for a discount.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Soldier Boy Tuck. Hey, I got the new damn for y'all. Carter,
welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned later in the show. I'm going to reveal a very, very weird thing that I do. I want to know if you do it too. Right now we're talking with Dr. Roland Thomas. Dr. Thomas, it's probably worth mentioning right now to those who are listening and becoming intrigued that you have a couple special offers that are even beyond what is offered at superhumanradio.com, which people can go to superhumanradio.com and click the BioAge banner ad if you want to learn more about microalgae. And there is a standard 10% discount there, but you have an offer that you wanted to make, right?
Oh, yes. I wrote the book, as you know, called Awakening the Genius Within,
right,
which refers to this idea of being a small food being so efficient as to impact the hypothalamus, this super organ of our brain that regulates homeostasis. Every single hormone and even organs are regulated, are slave to the brain. Even the heart, the vagus nerve, which pumps the heart, is a decision of the hypothalamus.
Right.
Imagine how important that area of the body is. It's a difficult area to feed, to nourish, to sustain as we age. It becomes sluggish, and then everything else starts to become loose, right? So I wrote a book that explains how the research proved undeniably that it was able to impact positively the brain, the hypothalamus, and the resulting benefit. Called Awakening the Genius Within. I wrote it because the story is incredible. It's long to tell. We're just starting to touch the tip of it. So I give the book free because what I've noticed is, first of all, I want to give it. I want people to know about this. I want people to be healthier, to prevent many problems in their life, such as diabetes, and how about Alzheimer's and cardiovascular problem and the growth of tumors. That's what we're talking about today, Carl.
Right.
We're not talking about, you know, muscles and all that. That's a bonus.
Right.
That's a bonus. But so I give the book Awakening the Genius Within. It's a 40-page full-fledged book that describes the story. You got to read it. If you read it, you're going to want to try this product. I have no doubt. That's why I give it.
Right.
Yeah,
How can people get the book, Dr. Thomas?
So you call 877-288-9116, mention that you heard about this on Superhuman Radio, or write us an email at info@bioage.com, info@bioage.com, B-I-O-A-G-E.com, or call 877-288-9116. Get the book. We'll send it to you for free. I also am going to give a bottle of this product, a small bottle of this product, which is a $25 value. We do have larger format, but a $25 value for free to the first 10 callers. If you pay for shipping, and shipping it may be $7 or $6, depending where you live, for free. So that's how confident I am that you will love this product. So try it for free.
Now, there's a lot of people who are going to be listening to the podcast. It could be a week later, and you're thinking, oh, 10 bottles, they're gone. But don't hesitate. Call anyway, because I believe that right before the show, I got Dr. Thomas to agree, because of the lag time in the podcast, get the book. And Dr. Thomas will also provide some sort of consolation offer that will make it very, very, very attractive to try this product. Right, Dr. Thomas?
Agreed. Yes, will have some other consolation or continue some other giveaway, because we're going to be, we may also come back on the show and give more bottle.
Right.
So put your foot in the door, please.
Yes.
And try this product.
Now, let's talk about something that's on everybody's mind, because we are, not only are we interested in longevity, but we're interested in musculature, because we realize that acquiring and maintaining muscle is part of the longevity prescription. How does microalgae affect these two things, the growth of the body and longevity?
This is a wonderful, wonderful question. And there's nothing wrong with wanting to be to have a good, to not lose your muscle at least, right? To have your hanging buttocks and armpits and so forth.
Right, exactly.
So muscle gain remains. Remember that. Muscle gain remains when you consume biosuperfood. Let me give you another interesting visualized one. A herd of 75 bighorn sheep, there's a magnificent horn.
Yeah.
Was dying of a bacterial disease called yonis, and the vet said to the owner, kill your herd, they're gone, they're infectious, you can get rid of it. And she decided to use our bio preparation, bio superfood, and lo and behold, 7 years later, the herd has survived. But within a few months of using the product with her sheep, she realized that the newborn, they were 1 year old or something like that, had the horn of 2- and 3- and 4-year-old. Why? Because of protein efficiency, protein and growth efficiency. Now, this was not abnormal. This was just performance, high performance. Now, we work with bodybuilders, with athletes of all sorts.
Right.
We work with racers, motocross racers, bikers, runners, marathon runners,
I want to talk about that too. In fact, a lot of these athletes, Dr. Thomas and I have talked off the air, a lot of these athletes are not quote-unquote sponsored athletes, so we don't want to go out and mention their names, but I can tell you some of them are well-known MMA fighters and Olympic athletes. And so they are using these products, and they're not sponsored, which means they're using it because it works. Go ahead.
Absolutely.
Sorry, Dr. Thomas. Go ahead.
And they pay for it.
Right.
They buy it.
Exactly.
They love it.
Exactly.
But we do have some that have shared their testimonial with us on our website, and many that we didn't even bother asking, because we have so many case study and testimonials on our websites. So in other words, I'll give you an example. Within weeks of consuming this product, even a week, we found many bodybuilders would share with us that they can lift 25% more, or they can do many, many, many more repetitions because lactic acid threshold doubles. That's a fact.
Interesting.
Or here's another example. A motocross racer, these guys do like 2-hour races, right? Their arms become
fatigue.
So stiff
that
they get so tired because the adrenals are working constantly, right? It's fear. It's about they can die at every turn.
Right.
When they consume this product before the race, they come back and they're social. They're because the lactic acid threshold once again rises much higher, and also hormone management, inflammation metabolism, adrenal management is orchestrated by the hypothalamus.
Right.
So when you increase performance of the maestro of the body, then it constantly attempts to balance whatever it is we do. I run marathon. I never take gels. I never take supplements during my races. I just consume this food every 20, 30 minutes. I consume a capsule or so. I drink water. I finish the race in very good time for my 64 years old that I am. And I am social.
Afterwards.
Unlike many young people, they need a massage. They want to go to the motel.
They're exhausted.
And sleep.
Right.
So it's about endurance and recovery. I'm not, you know, crawling the next morning. I'm fine. It's amazing.
What about longevity? What evidence is there from, I know that there's a lot of animal studies out there that point to these animals live much longer than their counterparts.
Yeah. Well, much longer. There wasn't much, you know, they were looking to improve industrially livestock performance during this large research.
Right.
But here are some cases and points. Egg-laying chicken were able to lay eggs 24 months instead of 12 or 14 months, right? Because they didn't suffer from osteoporosis. And the calcium in the eggshell was stronger. The eggs were bigger, were even larger. And the animal didn't have osteoporosis at all.
Wow.
Dairy cows, same thing. You know, Norway days, dairy cows are used for 2-3 years, and then they're sent for meat because they lose their calcium to producing milk every day abnormally. And they're slaughtered while consuming this product. And we have research in North America, which proves this again now, are able to give milk 5 years, 10 years, or additionally 5 more cows without osteoporosis, without leukemia in the milk or somatic cell count, without mastitis, which is infection of the teats, without any of those conditions. So longevity, absolutely. Here's another interesting fact. In over 20 mammal studies, there was increase in spermatozoid count by 400%, and spermatozoid motility, which we should say energy, by 400%, four times more energy. And litters were double, three times the size with minks, for example, with dogs, with cats. That we're talking about fertility. We're talking about performance.
Right.
And we're not talking about magic here or unnatural. We're talking about preserving and increasing the performance of the most important part of our organism, whether it be animal or human, the brain, and particularly the hypothalamus, which regulates all metabolisms of our life. So it's different than the medical model, which, you know, the medical model, whether it be alternative or standard medicine, is about a drug for every potential ailment, right?
Right.
We take something for the prostate. We take something for headache. We take something for growth hormones. We take something for this or that. This is so different. It's so refreshing. And when I met the scientist in 1998, I was astounded because I was at the time myself taking at that time 23 different supplements.
Right. And you were a vegan for a while of your life also, right?
I was a vegan a long time in my life. And I remain pretty much a vegan, except I'm married, you know, so I have to once in a while please my wife.
And have a piece of meat.
She likes her chicken, and
yeah.
I do eat some sometimes. But I was also a faster, and I know you enjoy fasting.
Right, and
I remain
a
great advocate, and I recommend fasting, rational fasting, I call it, sane fasting, safe fasting. And when I discovered this product and I started to use it in my fast, it became a pleasure to fast. It was no longer an ordeal, a painful activity of not eating for 3 days.
It's not a result of the nutrition that it's providing you, but more so a result of what it does for the brain, right?
When you fast, you preserve lots of energy towards cleansing and calibrating, and your liver regenerates and so forth and so on, right?
Right.
And a lot of hormones are released and so forth. So there's a lot of wonderful, wonderful benefit to fasting. Well, imagine if all of those benefits and all of the negative, or I should say all of the benefits are increased and all of the negative are decreased. The negative in a fast would be hunger pang, depression, or you fail your fast, or you have low energy,
catabolism,
you know, or pain surface, or you're intoxicated because during a fast, your body detoxify, right, and releases debris into your blood, and you feel sick from as
right.
if you were sick. Well, all of those, all of the above, are reduced into a nice zone. Look at it into, instead of having peaks and valley, you're in a nice, strong, positive zone of fasting.
Okay, here's what I want to do. I want to take a break, and when we come back, I want to kind of shift gears just slightly, and I'm going to actually talk about something that's going to impact my listeners out on the West Coast more so, and those who live closer to Fukushima. We talk a lot about the dangers of radiation fallout right now from Fukushima. There's discussions about the superhumans who live on the West Coast being exposed now to radioactive debris and such coming towards California from Fukushima. Well, apparently, microalgae may be beneficial for you. You need to listen to this next segment when we come back. We're talking with Dr. Roland Thomas. And again, Dr. Thomas is with BioAge. They are a sponsor of Superhuman Radio. They are a sponsor because I was looking for a microalgae product to consume myself, and I sought out BioAge. So just like all the other sponsors of this show, they don't come to us. We go to them and say, we want to start using your supplements for our own selfish reasons, and then we want to expose our audience to them. And I believe in microalgae very, very strongly, dating back to when I first started talking about spirulina many, many years ago. So check it out. Go to superhumanradio.com whenever possible. Patronize the sponsors. We'll be right back with more.
He's keeping tabs on government health agencies.
It's called the Environmental Protection Agency.
Carl Lenore.
Where is the protection? Where is the protection?
Superhuman Radio.
You already know that Whey Natural USA is the best whey protein powder from Amish grass pasture fed cows right here in the United States. Well, it's their second anniversary bonanza sale. Now you can get any number of 5-pound jugs of vanilla, chocolate, strawberry, or plain and save 20% when you use the coupon code ANNIV20. There's never anything artificial in Whey Natural USA, sweetened with stevia and real cocoa, strawberry, or vanilla bean. It's the best, period. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Whey Natural USA banner ad today.
If you're taking more than one nutritional supplement, stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food you can buy. Even Olympic athletes have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. You take just one nutritional supplement to help the brain with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity. It is safe with no contraindications. Learn more at BioAge.com or call 877-288-9116. Mention Superhuman Radio and get a 10% discount. You can also go to SuperhumanRadio.com and click the BioAge banner ad. Enter promo code SHR for a discount. Get a free jug of BCAA Extended Performance. That's a $26 freebie when you buy Muscle Gauge Nutrition's Intense, the safest, most effective pre-workout alternative to DMAA. Intense is designed to quickly boost focused energy in a great-tasting formula free of aspartame or ACE-K. Only half the caffeine of top-selling concentrated pre-workout formulas on the market. Intense delivers unparalleled mental focus and energy to power your workouts. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Intense banner ad and use coupon code SUPER. That's S-U-P-E-R.
If you want to outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre, intra, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
You basically live life thanks to vitamin D. It affects every type of cell and tissue in your body. This is the reason optimizing your vitamin D blood level is essential for healthy living. The most efficient way to optimize your blood level is to take the perfect dose. And the most cost-effective way to determine the perfect dose is through vitamin D blood testing. The vitamin D test for Superhuman Radio is only $30, $17 cheaper than the lowest member price. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad to order.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
This is one of those things I think it's going to be 30 years from now, and people are going to go, oh, damn. This didn't
hey, that wasn't supposed to air. Okay, welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Dr. Roland Thomas, and now I want to talk about something a little bit unique, Dr. Thomas, that apparently microalgae has the ability to have a protective effect to those who are exposed to radiation. How does that work, and is it something you can take after the exposure, or do you have to use it as a prophylactic and take it ahead of time?
I'm going to give you a perspective that's quite different than what's on the market sometimes. People talk about iodine, or they'll talk about chlorella for chelating, you know, heavy metal. That's a medical model, frankly. You know, it's using chemistry, for example, iodine. And I'm not going to put down those. I'm just going to explain to you how the bio superfood, that's what we're talking about, at the time in research was called bioalgae concentrates, because these are concentrates of algae. They're much more potent. What was discovered after Chernobyl, because the lead scientist was allowed to conduct research with many of the victims right after the accident of Chernobyl in 1985, or whatever. And he worked with hundreds of people the following year that were pretty much going to die. They had reached very advanced stage of radiation ills, where you saw the pictures with children with no hair and or their eyeball, you know, pushing out of their sockets, and inflamed liver so big that it would protrude at the abdominal area.
Right.
That's dead. That's called degeneration. It starts with the blood, then the bone marrow, and you have leukemia, and eventually the liver cannot survive, so you have inflamed liver and so forth. Degeneration and death. What the doctor, the scientist, researcher, lead scientist, Dr. Michael Kiriak, says about this is that when they fed the bioalgae to the children or the adults there, many of them started to survive. Why? Because the reverse occurred. Regeneration occurred. How does that work? Well, radiation is a counter frequency to our body. Basically, it destroys our frequency at a cellular level. We're talking at the atomic level.
Right.
So that you have free radical. The cells become very, very weak, and they're captured, and, you know, it's the die-off process. And that affects even at the bone marrow. That's why the first disease of radiation ill is leukemia, severe leukemia. It's a white blood cell disorder and red blood cell disorder, as well as anemia. So when you consume the bioalgae, by increasing energy at the hypothalamus, the role of the hypothalamus is to fight negative radiation. As part of its makeup, it's to constantly restore balance, even energy fabrication, coherence of energy in the body, so that you have you're fighting the degeneration with regeneration. So you have, literally, it's a fight, who's going to win? And thus, consuming the bioalgae before, as part of your maintenance of health, is very wise, because it increases your vitality constantly. You will be protected not just from radiation, water in the atmosphere, but from H1NV, from West Nile, from Lymes, if you ever, get these bacteria or the virus. So you'll be protected from herpes, the virus. It will not flare up because the frequency of your cells in your body is so high. It's like the difference between an environment which we might call a swamp and a clear crystal lake. Critters like herpes or hepatitis, even if you wish, or a cold, a common flu, cannot manifest where there is high energy. It's an energy war. And that's what, I want to talk about all the time, not medicine, about energy. When you have your coherence of your frequency, then you combat invalid radiation. Now, if you did not take the product before being impacted, let's say, by carbon monoxide poisoning or herbicide poisoning or Lyme's, if you take it, yeah, as soon as you can start to take it, you will recover. You will have stabilization of the condition, reduction of the symptoms, renewed energy, renewed focus. You will start to feel better. You will start to be more focused, and gradually you will come around. Your body will come around these conditions much, much, much faster. That's what was proven after Chernobyl. And, of course, we have worked in America now for 13 years with many people still that are suffering. Many Russian people have moved to America, to Florida, to California, to New York, to Los Angeles, as you may know,
right,
that came from Ukraine, that came from Moldova or Belarus, the states around Chernobyl that are affected today. The older folks or even the new generation are very weak, very prone to leukemia and anemia. And we work with a very large community of people that we are helping very, very much so.
Okay, so now let's come full circle to something we talked about at the beginning of the show. So obviously, microalgae does exist in nature. However, the pristine nature is gone today, and hence microalgae is growing in polluted bodies of water. And you make your microalgae with a reactor. What is the reactor, and how does it work?
Yeah. Yeah, there's over 65,000 pollutants known in our bodies of water nowadays, all the way up to the Antarctic Ocean. It's a fact, and it's documented in PCBs and whatnot. And, of course, that affects also our normal plants and vegetation. And so we have to be careful. We have to eat organic food and wash our food. So it's a defense. You know, we have to be on the defense. With microalgae that grow on Hawaii or Lake Klamathi, you have to be even more careful because these algae are pollution quencher. They grow on the surface of these lagoons, and they collect and they fight pollution, but they're impacted by it, especially also even by UV damage. So by fighting the pollution, they grow less efficient, if you wish. They may carry some of the pollutants, so when you consume them, you have pollution. They may be impacted by heavy metal, by mercury, and so forth, but they also grow less potent. They become a half algae, if you wish, like a half tomato, a third of a tomato. Or if you grow a tomato in a soil that has no nutrients, you're going to have a very lame tomato.
Right.
It may look like a tomato, but nutritionally it's not what it used to be.
And even if these microalgae come from so-called organic origins, that just means that they did not use any
pesticides.
But that doesn't mean that pesticides aren't raining down into that
correct,
pond.
Correct. And it doesn't mean that the environment where the algae is grown is very rich. So let's be clear. Lake Klamathi is due to volcanic eruption thousands of years ago as a base of minerals, which the algae thrive on. So Lake Klamathi type algae will have 60 trace elements. The bioalgae that we're talking about have all known trace elements on Earth, over 114 within the makeup. Why? Because they're grown in Kamchatka, Siberia, which is a volcanic peninsula which has over 40 active volcanoes, if you look it up on Google. And they're grown in the base of the mountain using geyser or thermal spring, hot geyser water, which is a soup of full of nutrients, of trace elements and minerals. Brought into a bioreactor is simply a hydroponic protected environment, which is covered, closed system so that no pollution can enter, no external pollution can enter. And they're grown completely organic using only that geyser of pure water that comes from 2,000 feet, approximately, below the volcano. And they're grown 100% without fertilizer or without any protection like herbicides and pesticides, because we don't need to. So they are concentrated. They are 2, 3, 4 times more potent than a normal algae grown in a, you know, in a challenging environment. And then, of course, after that, there's also technology of how they are grown, which is mostly the art, the science of using light. You can stress an algae, like you can stress a tomato in the sun, to become more and more red. And the red is what we're after. Red is antioxidant, if you want to use that popular description, but it is energy transfer, photosynthetic energy transfer. That's what we get from lycopene from a tomato. The sun, photosynthesis, and then we eat the tomato and we have life. We derive energy.
Interesting.
That's the name of the game. And we're talking about the most efficient food on earth at this time that I sincerely believe this is it.
Okay.
Nothing come close to this in terms of efficiency ounce per ounce.
I had planned on letting you go before this next break. Can you stay with me through the next break, Dr. Thomas? I know you're busy, but I just got a question on Facebook asking, there's three different forms of microalgae that you offer. Maybe you can just give us the quick rundown of what the difference is and how that relates to someone's buying decision. Can you do that for us and just stay with me?
Sure, absolutely.
Okay, all right, look, we're going to take a real quick commercial break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
This is one of those things I think it's going to be 30 years from now, and people are going to go, oh, damn, this didn't work out right.
He's serving up an all-you-can-eat buffet of brain food.
It's gotten worse for us who are overweight because we're now paying our fair share for things that we didn't have to before.
Get it while it's hot.
The fact that there's only 50% of the population is obese, that means the other 50% is doing something different.
You're listening to your daily dose of wisdom. Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating. But you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com. And click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Summer's almost here. Are you ready to put on your bathing suit and hit the beach? Age Force can help. Try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch for 1 month absolutely free. The Advanced 7 Keto and T2 formula with sustained time release delivery make this the most potent and effective fat loss supplement, period. Try it for 30 days absolutely free and see for yourself. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force banner ad to today. What do you have to lose other than body fat? Try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch today. Absolutely free. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad now.
Just like Carl Lenore, jumpstart your day with a liquid shot of high-dose vitamin C. Everyone is searching for that magic formula to look better and feel better. We don't claim to have a magic formula, but we do know that more than 1 million people take a shot of our high-dose vitamin C supplement every day. They're rewarding their body with an important nutrient and antioxidant that is sugar-free, gluten-free, and dairy-free. All of these benefits and no side effects. Unlike pills and powders, this high-tech bullet delivers vitamin C directly into your cells. Try Live-On Labs Vitamin C with a 100% money-back guarantee. Save $10 when you order now. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com or call 1-866-790-2107. That's 1-866-790-2107. And mention code SHRC to save $10 off each carton. Carl sees the benefits. So will you.
Electronic muscle stimulation is state-of-the-art for pain management and muscle recovery. Now from ABC Medical comes the Pain Pod. Pain Pod is a professional strength EMS unit and provides 12 therapeutic modes and 20 intensity settings. It comes with everything you need. Small, convenient, rechargeable, and portable. But make no mistake, Pain Pod delivers commercial-grade strength for immediate pain relief. The Pain Pod normally sells for $349, but for a limited time, the Superhuman Nation can get the Pain Pod for only $200, including shipping. Pain Pod comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Pain Pod banner ad today to learn more.
You already know that Whey Natural USA is the best whey protein powder from Amish grass pasture-fed cows right here in the United States. Well, it's their second anniversary bonanza sale. Now you can get any number of 5-pound jugs of vanilla, chocolate, strawberry, or plain and save 20% when you use the coupon code ANNIV20. There's never anything artificial in Whey Natural USA. Sweetened with stevia and real cocoa, strawberry, or vanilla bean. It's the best, period. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Whey Natural USA banner ad today.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. I know I've gotten emails from people asking if I was going to do a tribute show to the passing of Agnes von der Planitz. And yes, I am. And I'm hoping it's going to be tomorrow at 1 o'clock. It may be later in the week. But I'm going to have his longtime assistant, Jim Ellingson, on, along with Randy Roach, to talk about the passing of this pioneer, Agnes von der Planitz. So, yes, I am going to do a show about it. Stay tuned, and it'll be a good one. Okay, so Dr. Thomas, I got a message on Facebook, and the question is, there are several different variations of your bio superfood formula, F1, F2, and F3. What's the difference, and which one should I take? How can you answer that question?
Yes. It's a matter of grade or efficiency, F1 being the base, and F2 middle, and F3 the most efficient. And basically the difference between the three is that from 1 to 2 to 3, there is more and more red algae. As you go from 1 to 2, there's more red algae and so forth. And the technology, the way that they're grown, increases the concentration. Why was that done? Because not everybody needs the Formula 3. While Formula 1 might not be enough when you're dealing with chronic conditions, with advanced degenerative conditions, with engaged conditions. So Formula 1 was about what was used in research, by the way, with animals. That was all that was needed, and also that was where the technology was at the time. Because animals are much easier to work with than human. Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
Because human, you know, animals don't go to the bar.
Compliance, right, exactly.
They don't lie. They all eat the same thing. So the research was, and they're never as hurt as we are. We hurt ourselves with abuse, with stress, with improper food, as you know, with chocolate and so forth, with Coca-Cola. So we're in trouble. We're 50 years old. We're obese, and we have pre-diabetes and pre-Alzheimer and pre-cardiovascular and pre-cancer. That's the state of humans in America.
Right.
So hence, as the research advanced after Chernobyl, Dr. Kiriak, the lead scientist, realized that he needed more to help, for example, the victims of radiation ills. Subsequently, people with leukemia or older folks with diabetes and so forth. So he started to increase the potency of the blend by concentrating, by nurturing with more light, and by adding more red algae, and still keeping the product toxicity-free, 100% no toxicity, and 100% no contraindication. It remains a non-isolate, a non-megadose approach. It's a whole food approach. So it's very, very safe, even with people that are taking radiation or chemotherapy, et cetera, et cetera. That desire to remain a food as opposed to a medicine is built in. Yet the efficiency as you go up from 1 to 2 to 3 is tremendous. Now, let me give you an example of efficiency. Even though it could have worked with 1 or 2 or 3, a child, an autistic child, and just one of thousands of examples. 5 years old, his mother met us at a conference in Chicago on a Friday afternoon. She bought a bottle of the Formula 3, gave a capsule to her son on Friday night, and then we met her again on Sunday. She came to us. She hugged us. She was crying of joy. She said, "My son buttoned his shirt on Saturday morning," which he has never done in his life. He knows how to do it, but not interested, you know, no focus, no
right.
clarity. You know, that's what autistic children can
right.
do.
Right.
She was amazed, and she carried on taking the product. But my point was to explain to your listener, to our listener, how efficient and how fast the change can happen. It's 15 minutes to hit your bloodstream and then enter the brain, and the results are apparent on the first day that you take it, which was my case, and that's why I fell in love with this product in 1998, 1999.
Okay, now, so you say that the animals that were used in the studies were just getting the equivalent of the F1
Correct.
All along. So if
Correct.
I am not suffering from any type of chronic disease, and I just want to take this product because I want its ability to enhance efficiency of my body and also performance,
yes.
then the F1 is all I would need.
No.
No.
Good
okay.
question, though. No, I would say the F1 is not enough to prevent you know, most people by the time they're 20, they already have in trouble. That's the state of humanity currently in America. So children, infants, 5, 6, 7 years old will do very, very well with Formula One. But as you become a teenager and you're stressed and you have hormone issues and on and so forth, I think you want to start engaging with a few capsules of Formula 2 to be on the protection side and a more active protection. If you are middle age, if you are premenopausal, you want to at least take 6 capsules of Formula 2 every day of your life for the rest of your life. That's my recommendation. And if you have symptoms, hot flashes, or if you have already begun to lose your weight, you know, weight, fat metabolism, you're gaining weight, you're having problem with your energy, you're sleepy in the afternoon, F2 is of good service. But if you're worried about cardiovascular problem, about about plaque, about cholesterol, about thyroid disorder, if you're already hypo or hyper, if you're worried about the growth of a tumor because of your genetic history, if you're worried about getting Alzheimer like your father at 60 years old, Formula 3 is the big, is the workhorse. It is absolutely phenomenal in the prevention business, in helping your body to be in a state of homeostasis, of returning to the balance. For example, when you're 17 years old, you can eat pizza and drink beer and wake up with a headache. When you're 60 years old, don't try that, right? You're in trouble.
Right.
Well, that vitality of digesting, of breaking down, of eliminating, of using even the bad nutrients from a pizza and Coke or beer can return, believe me. Now, I'm not saying you should eat pizza and drink Coca-Cola and beer at 60 years old or ever, but that's what we're talking about. We're talking about homeostasis, and homeostasis is at all ages, but you can lose it starting very early, which right. is the balance, the endocrine balance, the balance of the hormone, which is the key to the organs. So in other words, for the brain to regulate insulin from the pancreas, the brain has to be alert itself, because the pancreas is a dumb organ. It's a very important organ. It has insulin, as you know, insulin and enzyme, digestive enzymes, and it stores blood, and it has many functions, the bioalkalizing activity. But without the brain being alert and sending a message, hey, we're eating, I need enzymes, or we need to regulate the blood sugar, work with the liver, come on, we need to alkalize this guy, he's too acidic. That command comes from the brain. Just like a dog drools when the brain says drool, not when the mouth drools. The mouth doesn't drool, it's the brain that says to the that sends the hormones for the dog to start secreting digestive drooling or stomach juices.
Right.
That's the key to maintaining long life and longevity. Yes, longevity. I am proposing, even though the research never showed it, that we can extend our life by, I'm going to just throw a number out there, 10-15%, period. That, I mean, it's very difficult to conduct human study on longevity based on what
animals.
We're talking about. Right.
Right
now, you and I won't be there.
Right.
But I intend to be there. I pray that I will be there at 100 years, which is
right.
10 years more than my parents.
Right, right, exactly. It's very interesting. The bottom line is this, that microalgae has been around for a long time, and it has proven over the test of time to be a very valuable food source that, I mean, I'm almost positive that it was the Aztecs, but it could have been the Incas, that were so
yeah.
driven, they would press it into
cakes.
Yeah,
this people wear our name in some of those documentation. Absolutely. The Aztecs, they had fields of, they had high irrigation canals, and they would grow algae. Yes, that I've seen.
Yeah,
that.
They would press it into cakes, to round cakes, and they would eat it, and
yeah.
it was amazing. And they believed that it actually enhanced their health, their lives, and so on.
Oh,
and,
yeah, absolutely. Let me give you another version. The Japanese have been using algae, particularly chlorella, for centuries, way longer. You know, even in the modern age. And there was lots of research before America. That's why Dr. Kiriak in Russia started studying algae, because they had used research from the 1940s from the Japanese about chlorella and how this basic algae was able to increase, for example, killer T cells in the fight for cancer, against cancer.
Interesting.
That's a pretty good progress, but that's where Dr. Kiriak started, at 50% increase of killer T cell. But it turned out that you can barely stabilize cancer when you increase by 50%. So his quest was to find a solution to stabilizing, that means stopping the curve, the growth of the cancer, and fortunately achieving remission. And that's what he proved in 20 species of animal.
Wow.
Let me be clear, in 20 species of animal. Most of them were mammals, like you and I.
And were there pigs?
So that's the difference between algae and the bioalgae that we're talking about here.
You did say that there were pigs in some of these studies, right?
Pigs. There was sheep. There were horses. There was cows.
Well, the reason. Wait. But I want to point something out. So we've talked about on this show numerous times, including when Adele Moussa has been on the show. We've talked about the relevance of animal studies, and I've even suggested this during episodes where we were talking to scientists who were conveying to us the results of their animal studies, that if we could do our animal studies on pigs, that it would be more meaningful to humans, because pigs and humans share a lot of the same biology.
Biology. Disease and disease.
Well, yeah. But the problem is pigs are too big. And it's too costly to do research on pigs, but pigs are a better host to do research on to try to convey the results on the human population. So this worked in pigs. That's what I want to hit home here.
Well, again, it works in any organism. All right. So let's go back to basic. Microalgae of any kind will be of benefit to any human or animal organism. So that's the foundation. But with pigs, the reason that the scientists were happy to work with that 54,000 pig farm was that it was plagued with cancers and cardiovascular problem, which is a human problem, which is very well represented with pigs.
Yeah.
And so they eradicated the cancer, and they prevented the cardiovascular plaque and resulting heart attack and so forth in that on that farm.
Right.
Another good research are rats, of course, and chicken were very good, because you have multiple generation in just a year or a few years. And what they were able to show was that from generation to generation, you had decrease of the genetic issues with certain cancers or certain predisposition to certain disease. They proved that with the animal, the current generation consuming this bioalgae, it was so efficient as to prevent the genetic effect of the current genetic issue. And then the children, the next generation, would have less predisposition and on and on.
So what you're saying is, in summary, we talk on this show all the time about the negative transgenerational epigenetic effects on the germline that are caused by toxins like pesticides. What you're saying is there are positive transgenerational epigenetic effects from consuming this stuff. That's what you're saying.
Undeniable, wow. Proven in the research. Let me give you a very dramatic example. In poultry, and I know these are animal examples, but you have to relate. 10 out of 100 new chicks die of mortality rate at birth. 10. That's 10%.
Right.
As soon as the first generation starts to use this product, the children of the first generation eating this product, it drops below 2%. First generation. So that means 80% improvement on mortality rate in one generation. And it gets a little lower. I have the graphs. I have the research. I have the studies. It comes down to 1.87 and 1.76. Die instead of 10. Of newborn
chicks. That's amazing.
That's called vitality and repair. That's called improvement of the generation. And in human, here's a very vivid example.
Right.
Dr. Kiriak himself, the lead researcher, at 14 years old, well, through his life, he lost many members of his immediate family to pancreatic cancer. This is a deadly cancer, which was prevalent in his neck of the wood, in that part of the world, which is Moldova, and in his family particularly. He lost his grandfather, his father, his mother, three sisters, a couple of brothers to pancreatic cancer. At 14 years old, he lost his dad, and that's when he was enlightened with a desire to do something in life. And he became a biologist, and he was selected by the government, because you didn't pick your career in Russia. But he had shared his desire to work in health, and he ended up being pushed to animal health. But he didn't care, and he continued his research. His motivation was to find a solution to his own potential pancreatic cancer. Now, he is 60 years old, and he is absolutely a shining beacon of health, I can assure you that. But what he says, he says, Roland, I can get cancer. And he's very vigilant. He's very careful with his diet, and he exercises. And there is no sign of cancer. But he says, my daughters, he has two beautiful daughters, they started consuming the algae themselves after Chernobyl, during Chernobyl, because they were impacted by Chernobyl themselves. A couple of the two children already were losing patch of hair. They lived 300 miles from Chernobyl. Mm-hmm. And that's why he was feeding them the equivalent of the Formula One. But they have consumed the algae for, one of them is 30 years old. They're both married. And they are, you know, he says, my daughter will have 10 times less chance of getting pancreatic cancer.
Right.
And he says, their children, born now, that tendency is gone. In two or three generations.
That's amazing. We have to come to the end. We've come to the end of the interview. We've gone long because this is intriguing to me. This is amazing to me. And I want to impact upon the audience that this is something that you need to consider for yourself, for your children, and so on. It doesn't take a lot. One or two capsules a day is all it takes. Quite frankly, I like the taste of it. I break the capsules open and put them on my tongue because I like the taste of the microalgae. But it's very, very hygroscopic. It sticks to your teeth. I'm not suggesting you do that. But this is an amazing product. This is one of those things, very, very overlooked, been around for centuries. And you need to, check it out. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the BioAge banner ad today. Dr. Thomas, thank you so much for making time to come on the show.
Thank you very much, Carl.
And thank you for being a sponsor, okay?
You're very welcome.
Okay. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio. I want to know if you do this weird thing that I do. I'm going to reveal something. It's embarrassing. We'll be right back.
He's your personal watchdog.
Is anyone awake up at Capitol Hill?
Sniffing out the corruption in our healthcare policies.
You are literally selling the population of this wonderful country to a death sentence.
He's Carl Lenore.
What's wrong with you people?
On the Superhuman Radio Network.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides. New from Rob Regish. Purchase the Blueprint 3.0 today and lock in your free 3-month subscription to the Blueprint Bulletin. Find out what many in the BP Army already know. This is the best investment they've ever made. Includes the free Superhuman University, add 1 inch to your upper arms course, and 3 months of Blueprint Bulletin secrets to up your game. Click the Blueprint banner ad today or go to bodybuildingsupplements.com and purchase your ticket to Gainesville in the fast lane. Extreme Formulations is the only company with a dairy protein product with a disclosed 50% whey to 50% micellar casein ratio. It's Ultra Peptide 2.0. It comes in 9 amazing flavors, including the newest lemon pie and butterscotch. Get free shipping on any order size inside the USA. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ultra Peptide 2.0 banner ad now. Canadian listeners can also get free shipping on 2 or more jugs of Ultra Peptide 2.0. Don't wait too long because this special won't last. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad today.
Summer's almost here. Are you ready to put on your bathing suit and hit the beach? Age Force can help. Try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch for 1 month absolutely free. The Advanced 7 Keto and T2 formula with sustained time release delivery make this the most potent and effective fat loss supplement, period. Try it for 30 days absolutely free and see for yourself. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force banner ad today. What do you have to lose other than body fat? Try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch today. Absolutely free. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad now.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
If you want to outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre, intra, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Oh, welcome back.
Look at her butt. It is so
okay. Weird things that I do. I think you'll get a kick out of this one. And I never thought about talking about it before, but I actually tried to record myself doing it, but the record format on my iPhone is not compatible with the equipment here at the studio. So I may actually have to do it for you to see, or at least for you to see what it is I'm talking about. Okay, so when I'm going to the gym, every single morning when I'm going to the gym, the days that I train, in my car, I have a habit of doing something. And I never thought about it until the other day when some other people caught me doing it and had this shocked look on their face. And I thought, wow, you know, is this something other people do? Is this weird? Am I weird? Let's see. So on the way to the gym, I turned the radio off and I let out an amazing yell. I do this 5, 6, 7 times. In fact, when I do it, usually after the first couple times, it makes me laugh because I'm in the car by myself. I roll up the windows of my old Volvo and I let out a yell like this. I'm going to turn away from the microphone because I don't want to blast you in your ears in your car. I'm going to face the wall with all the phone. But this is what I do on the way to the gym. Yeah! Yeah! Okay, you get it. I was facing away from the microphone. I was about 3 feet away and facing the wall. This is a directional microphone. The fact that you can hear that, trust me, it's really, really loud in the studio. Okay. I do this in my car. So the other day I was driving to the gym and I left a little later than normal. So I got caught behind a carpool line, pulling into a school. And I thought, oh, the hell with it. I'll go ahead and get my vocal disinhibition out of the way now. And this actually gets me ready for the gym. I don't know if it's because it's a ritual now that I've started doing or because it really does get me psyched, which is really what I think it does. I mean, it really psychs me up. It wakes me up. It gets my brain pumping, my body pumping. And I'm by the time I get to the gym and pull in, there's a bounce in my stride that isn't there when I don't do it, because there have been occasions where I've forgotten and I've realized I've forgotten once I was in the gym training. I do this 5 or 6 times. So I was in the car, lowered the radio, had my windows closed, and I did this a couple times, and all of a sudden the woman in front of me jumped, and then she looked in her mirror and she turned around and she frowned at me like I had done something to her. And then as I pulled past her, the crossing guard looked at me like there was something wrong with me, and I realized they thought I was yelling because I was impatient, that I want, you know, like, oh, I'm stuck in traffic behind this school procession and I'm being a jerk. And I didn't bother rolling down the window and explaining. I just started laughing. And when I got to the stoplight, I started laughing. I thought, man, you know, I never realized that people could hear me, that far away outside of the car. So then I started thinking about it. I thought, I wonder if I am the only person in the superhuman nation that does this. So the first thing I'm asking you do this? Do you ever, maybe on occasion, maybe all the time, on the way to the gym, do you ever just let out 5, 6, 7, just top of the lungs, everything you got, blasts, yelling like that? And if so, when did you start? Why do you do it? And does it help you? I had Dr. Dennis O'Connor on the show many times over the past, well, I guess 2006, 2007, I want to say he was on a few times, talking about grunting while training. And the research out there is contradictory. There is some research that shows that lifters who grunt while lifting are stronger. And there's also research out there show that, that shows that it has no effect on strength. But I think I understand why. If you're forcing yourself to grunt or yell, like I just discussed, it doesn't feel natural. It's not going to do anything for you. It's called vocal disinhibition. And I believe strongly in what I'm about to say. The display of strength requires complete disinhibition. To be strong, you have to be uninhibited. You can't think about what other people think about your strength. And I know people are saying, well, why would anybody think negatively about strength? Just look at Planet Fitness. The majority of population looks at strength as something negative. They make it akin to aggression, anger, you're a bad person, the list goes on. So you have to be somewhat disinhibited to display strength. Yelling and grunting is the same thing. If you are not completely comfortable with grunting, then forcing yourself to grunt while lifting, in my humble opinion, will distract you from the lift. But if you're completely comfortable with, like, hey, look, I grunt, I don't think about it, it's part of the process, get over yourself if you don't like it, then you are disinhibited. You are not feeling the pressure of your peers around you who are going, did you just grunt? That really annoyed me. It's like, I really don't care. That's part of the process. So I think the reason why the research on vocal disinhibition is contradictory from time to time is that people who feel comfortable grunting get a benefit from grunting. And people who feel somewhat embarrassed, like, oh, I've got a grunt as a test, I want to see if it makes it, you don't see anything from it because your heart is not in it, for lack of better terms. My heart is in it. When I'm in the car driving to the gym and I do my 5, 6, 7 yells of yeah at the top of my lungs, it psychs me up. It gets me going. It gets me pumped. I am ready now. But that's because it comes from my heart. I want to do that. It makes me feel good. If I did it and was embarrassed, then the situation that occurred the other day where the lady jumped and turned around and looked at me and the crossing guard looked at me like there was, you know, something wrong with me, that would have made me feel bad. It didn't make me feel bad. I laughed. So I want to know, do you do this? Do you ever yell before getting into the gym? Do you do it sometimes when you need the extra motivation? Do you not do it? Do you think I'm crazy? And more importantly, does that yelling or does grunting when you lift make you feel embarrassed, or does it make you feel like you should grunt? You're entitled to grunt. It comes from your heart. I want to know. I'm interested. Okay, tomorrow is the Blueprint Power Hour with Rob Regish. We're also trying to firm up times to have Jim Ellingson and Randy Roach on the show so that we can talk about the passing of Agnes von der Planitz, what happened, and what comes next, who's going to carry on his legacy. We're hoping that's on for the second hour tomorrow. If it's not, it'll be on later during the week. And I appreciate you listening to Superhuman Radio today. Go to superhumanradio.com. Check out the banner ad for BioAge. See if it's something that you can get with. I've been taking it for some time. I invited them to become sponsors after taking the supplement because I wanted to start consuming microalgae, because I believe that it has benefits both to health, longevity, strength, and performance. And they have the best product on the market, bar none. So check it out. We'll see you tomorrow. Thanks for listening.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.